Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. If you're hearing the broadcast as we start at the top of the hour, 3 Central Time, well, you're hearing the live broadcast. We'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, friends, 844-322-2742. That's good in the U.S. and in Canada. We'd love to discuss your particular question or your topic of interest with you right now. Again, that toll-free number, 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob, and we hope many people will actually call us today on the broadcast. We're talking prophecy this month. That's always an intriguing subject. Lots of opinions out there, lots of thoughts, speculations, all kinds of things, and it's really a fascinating topic. It can be a fearful topic. Yeah. I know a lot of people, when they think of prophecy, when they think of end times, when they think of the return of Jesus Christ, they're not thinking about the salvation that he's going to bring, which the writer of Hebrews talks about. They're thinking about judgment, and they're fearful that they're going to be one whom is judged, and they're scared to death of that. They don't realize that they've already, if they're believers, they've already been marked out by God as people that belong to him. They're not going to receive the mark of the beast. Why? Because they've received the mark of the Lord, the Holy Spirit himself living inside. So prophecy is not something that we need to fear. It's something that we can look at with great hope in our heart, great excitement about what's up ahead, and long for that day when Jesus actually returns. So if you have a question, you have a thought, if you're heart is terrified at the thought, we would love to hear from you. If you are new to the Basic Gospel broadcast, we love first-time callers. Yeah. So join us. Be a part of today's broadcast. 844-322-2742 is the number to call, and we would love for them to call right now.
Absolutely. Give us a call, friends. Again, 844-322-2742. You know, every month we offer a very beneficial resource to our listeners to support this ministry with their gifts. And this month we are offering a new 2-CD series by Bob Christopher. It's called Trail of Assurance. Now, everything we're talking about on the program this month is capsulized in this very important series. It's designed to take away the fear and confusion prevalent in the world today and encourage all of us to stand firmly in the security and assurance of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Again, this new series is called Trail of Assurance, and we have a copy for you as you make your gift this month to Basic Gospel. Just click donate at basicgospel.net, or you can phone your gift to that same number that we talk about every day, 844-322-2742, that is available, of course, 24 hours a day. Again, donate at basicgospel.net or call 844-322-2742. And if you live outside the U.S. or Canada, PayPal is your best bet to donate to the ministry of Basic Gospel. We'd love to hear from you. We would love for you to partner with us at Basic Gospel.
Yes, indeed.
Go ahead, Bob. Yes.
We're actually going to cover an exciting prophecy today out of the book of Daniel.
Uh-huh.
In Daniel chapter 9, this is the 70 weeks of Daniel. I think it's one of the most exciting prophecies in the Old Testament. Yeah. That has actually found its fulfillment in the coming of Christ Jesus the first time around.
Yes.
So we're going to spend a little bit of time on this today and just show you why the Word of God can be trusted, why we can read and look forward to the second coming of Christ Jesus, because his first coming was prophesied, and that those prophecies came true 2,000 years ago. And if that's the case, then we can count on the fact that the prophecies concerning his second coming are going to come true as well. So chapter 9 of Daniel is where this prophecy is given. It starts like this: 70 weeks are decreed about your people and your holy city to finish the transgression, to put an end to sin, to atone for iniquity, to bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal both vision and prophet, and to anoint a most holy place. So there's 70 weeks, and from, you know, understanding what the Word of God is saying about weeks, we know those are years, 70 yes. times 7, so it's a time span of 490 years. And within that 490 years, Daniel lists out six things that are going to take place. And they're exciting, that it's about your holy city, to finish transgression, to put an end to sin, to atone for iniquity, to bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal both vision and prophet, and to anoint a most holy place. Now, all of that is going to be fulfilled by Jesus Christ himself.
Yes.
These aren't things that the world system are going to bring about, or the world itself is going to bring about. These are things that God is going to bring about through Christ, in and through Christ Jesus. So he goes on to say, "Know, therefore, and understand that from the going out of the word to restore and build Jerusalem to the coming of an anointed one, a prince, there shall be 7 weeks. Then for 62 weeks it shall be built again with squares and a moat, but in a troubled time." So there's the prophecy about Jesus.
Yes.
So there's a time. There's a beginning of this 490-year period, and then there's a time when Christ was going to come on the scene. So, Richard, tell us a little bit about those decrees that went out. I think Israel was in Babylonian captivity.
Yes.
There was a king, King Artaxerxes, and a couple of times he gave out decrees. We see them in Ezra and Nehemiah. Tell us about those. Kind of when did those happen? And if we calculate based on what Daniel is saying, what year, what event does that bring us to?
Okay. Well, a little bit of context. Israel had already gone into captivity, so this was all about Judah. Judah was taken into captivity by the kingdom of Babylon, and Babylon then fell to Medo-Persia. Well, Daniel is aware of the prophecy of Jeremiah about this captivity taking 70 years. And so in the beginning of this chapter, Daniel is praying for his people, for the Jews and for Jerusalem. You know, please, Lord, you know, remember us, and we've sinned, and we ask for your forgiveness. And God says, sends Gabriel to him and says, just what you read. Daniel, you're highly favored. I'm here to give you some information. And as always, you know, when the prophets get this kind of information, they kind of fall apart. It's just natural.
Yeah.
And so there were two different times when by Artaxerxes, who was a Persian, sent the Jews back to Jerusalem. The first was in Ezra's time, and that was around 458 B.C. And then there was another one for Nehemiah, which was several years later. And so you have to ask, which of those was the starting date? Well, you have to figure, go forward from that date, and what do you get? And so if you go from Ezra's date, 458, 457 in there, at the end of that first 69 weeks comes around to 2627 AD, and the best we can date, that is when Jesus was baptized and started his ministry.
And that's important because God had given John the Baptist the mission of identifying the Messiah to Israel.
Yes.
So that was a significant event in the prophetic calendar.
Yes.
And we hear the voice from heaven. We see the dove descend upon Jesus as he's coming out of the water. So we see the Trinity involved right there. We hear the voice of God. This is the folks that were there. This is my son in whom I am well pleased.
Yes.
And so there's this identification, this marking of Jesus as the Messiah, as the one that Daniel
yes.
talked about. Mm-hmm. And so if we look at the first one to Ezra,
yes,
that brings us to, as you said, 26-27 AD, around the baptism of Jesus when he was identified to Israel as the Messiah, the Savior,
yes.
the long-awaited one. That's fascinating, isn't it?
Yeah,
it is. Think that there's such precision in
yes.
the detail here. This isn't just a sketchy, you know, we're close.
These yeah.
This had precision to it, didn't it?
It did. It did. And what makes the precision even more interesting is that when God identified Jesus, this is my beloved son, from a ministry perspective, Jesus hadn't done a single thing yet. He came to John to be baptized, to be anointed, if you will, to be set apart for this ministry, and God said so right there at that spot. I am pleased with this guy. He is my son. He is the Messiah, and he's that regardless of what you think he has accomplished or not accomplished.
Correct.
If this is true, now you will see him accomplish it. You and I can't talk like that. We talk about accomplishments after the fact. God talks about accomplishments before the fact. He speaks them into existence.
Yes, indeed. So we see and hear the 69 weeks mm-hmm. brings us to that. That leaves 1 week.
Yes.
To that 70th week. And boy, that's a topic for discussion, isn't it?
Yes.
And that's been debated as to what that means. So there are certain folks who would say, well, if God is giving a prophecy about a time period, 490 years, then those 490 years were in one progression.
Yes.
I mean, just one time period. So they would look that final week as Jesus's ministry, the
yes.
first 3.5 years that would bring him to the crucifixion. And that's
yes.
when sacrifice ended. His once-for-all sacrifice brought an end to the sacrificial system. That's when he cried out in victory, "It is finished." And then 3.5 years later, that would bring us to the time of Stephen stoning and his recounting of the history of Israel and the final rejection, basically.
Yes.
Paul continued to go to the nation of Israel, and we see their final rejection really in Acts 28. But here we see that once they stone Stephen, then the gospel message goes first to the Samaritan,
yes.
Acts chapter 8, and then to the Gentile
yes.
in Acts chapter 10. So there are many would say that the 490, the 70-year period, came to its end at the stoning of Stephen.
Yes.
When that gospel message started to go forth throughout the world. So that's one way to look at it. Then there's a lot of folks today that would say, no, the 69 weeks has come to an end. That's in the ministry of Christ Jesus himself. The final week, the final 7 years, is future.
Yes.
And it deals with the second coming of Christ. And I think probably most people, at least in America, in westernized Christianity, would probably think of it in terms of
yes.
of that there's this gap, this huge span of time between week 69 and week 70. And, you know, we're looking at what's going on in history today, what's happening out there, the current events, you know, what may happen, you know, in the near future. And we're thinking, well, maybe this 70th week is fast approaching us. Maybe we're just right there. We don't know. So there's that group that thinks, hey, this 70th week is in the future. But either way, it is a week about Jesus, isn't it?
Yes.
And that's the important thing about prophecy, that we are so self-absorbed, we are so self-centered, that we think everything in the Word of God is about us.
It must be going to happen in America.
That's right. You talked about that
yes.
Last week, that you know, we read these prophecies and then we try to match them up to what's happening in America today, and we think, oh, God is judging us, or God is about to do this. You know, there's several well-known leaders who tried to connect that solar eclipse to coming judgment on America. As if the Bible was written to Americans. No, it was written to the nation of Israel. It was written to believers. These prophecies were about Jesus, about the nation of Israel. And yet we're so self-centered, we think that if they don't happen through us, they're not going to happen.
Well, they couldn't. America.
That's exactly right. And so we think of it in the same way on an individual basis, that we're so self-absorbed, self-centered, that we put ourselves in this instead of stepping back and saying, no, this is a story about Jesus. This 70 weeks, no matter how you slice it, whether you keep it as one single unit of time, or if you look at the first 69 and then the 70th at a later time, both of them are all about Jesus. So this is the story of the Messiah, what he came to do. Did he put an end to sacrifice?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. His once for all sacrifice was made. God the Father was satisfied with that. When he comes back again, he's not coming back to bear sin. He's coming back to bring salvation to those who are eagerly waiting for him. So when we read these scriptures, when we see these prophecies and understand they're about Jesus, then we can actually look forward with eagerness in our hearts to his second coming, because we know what he's coming to do for those of us who have been marked out by him through the giving of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
He's coming to bring salvation to us, the complete and final salvation. That is good news, folks. So this is one of those great places in the Word of God that give us some wonderful, amazing, incredible insight about Jesus Christ himself.
Yes, indeed. Great news, Bob. And this is Basic Gospel. Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer. I'm Bob Davis. We're glad you've joined us, friends. We're still in the first half of the 3 o'clock Central Time Hour. If you're hearing the broadcast live, we'd love to hear from you at 844-322-2742. I know you have a question about some of these things we're talking about. So give us a call, 844-322-2742. You know, in the face of all the doom and gloom that we hear from many different directions, at Basic Gospel, we firmly believe that the Word of God is good news. And this month, as we're focusing on Bible prophecy out of the book of Revelation, both on the air and in our two CD series that clearly explains the hope and assurance we have in Jesus Christ, it's called Trail of Assurance. Richard, give us your thoughts on this particular series and how it can help our listeners.
Well, as a reader of the Bible, or as a listener of sermons, or one who pays attention to current events, you've got a choice. You can either live in fear, or you can either live with hope.
Yeah.
We firmly believe, we stake our lives on the fact that you can live with hope. Jesus, I mean, we just talked about this. Jesus accomplished everything he was sent to do to deal with sin and death. And now we're living under the law of the Spirit of life.
Mm-hmm.
Is that law going to be thrown out so that at the end times everybody is pounded because we sin? It can't be. Jesus dealt with it once and for all. And Bob goes through Revelation and grabs all of the passages that show the victory of Jesus and why we can have such assurance and peace regarding end times. If you don't know Jesus, it's an easy problem to solve. Get to know him. Say, Jesus, I want to know you. He will reveal himself to you. If you do know him, stop living in fear. Stop biting your fingernails and scratching your eyes out because you're afraid that maybe you committed a sin that God, you know, God's forgiveness is not appropriate for. Don't go there.
Yeah.
That's Satan trying to get our eyes off of Jesus. If we fix our eyes on Jesus, the future holds no fear, only hope, only victory, because it's Jesus.
It's a two CD series called Trail of Assurance, friends. We want you to have a copy of it, and all you have to do is go online to basicgospel.net, click donate at that particular website, and we'd love to get a copy on the way to you. You can also call 844-322-2742 anytime, 24 hours a day. So again, click donate at basicgospel.net or call 844-322-2742. We'll get a copy of Trail of Assurance on the way to you. Well, again, it's Basic Gospel. And guys, we had a very interesting call from Kate, who wrote to us from Port Moody, British Columbia. She says, there seems to be a lot of different opinions about the rapture and whether Christians will still be on earth when tribulation occurs. What does the Bible, what does Basic Gospel believe about this? And that's a two-part question. The second part, I had a pastor, she says, preach once that Christians are all in heaven. Let me start that over. I had a pastor preach that once Christians are all in heaven and each stand before God to be judged, that our entire lives will be disclosed and viewed for everyone on a big movie screen. I'd never heard this before and had always thought that it would be just between God and the person. I would like to know what Basic Gospel believes and if the scripture backs this up, and if so, what would be the benefit of this for us? That's from Kate in Port Moody, British Columbia.
Well, Kate, thank you for writing to us, and two very important questions, and we're going to start with the second one first. So the last one will be first here on, on Basic Gospel. You know, we're fulfilling Scripture right there. We're biblical in every way, So will we stand before God and will all of our life be flashed up on a video screen?
In super slow-mo with telestrators, they'll drawing circles and arrows and all
and
of that.
4K, no doubt.
No, not at all. It is one of the most ridiculous teachings out there, and it just slaps the face of the revealed Word of God. So Romans 8:1, therefore, those who are in Christ, there is no condemnation. There is no condemnation for those of us who are in Christ Jesus. Well, if you're going to go and stand before Him in judgment and have all of your sins flashed up on a screen, that's condemnation and judgment. Well, that goes against the clear teaching of the Word of God that says there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. It's also a slap in the face to Jesus Himself and the sacrifice, the once-for-all sacrifice that He made to take away our sins forever, as far as the east is from the west. So that's an infinite distance. So He has removed our sins from us. He's not going to reattach them to us and reveal them to everyone in all of creation.
That's
He's just not going to do it. And then the other part in this new covenant, He says that He will remember our sins no more. Is that true or not? If He's going to flash them up there for everybody to see, then that passage is not true.
Can you imagine during the show, Jesus says, oh, I had forgotten that one. I'm glad you brought it up.
That's
ridiculous.
That's exactly right. And to underscore that truth that God remembers our sins no more, that's in Hebrews chapter 8, Hebrews chapter 10. It's a retelling of the prophecy of Jeremiah.
Yeah.
But Hebrews chapter 10 really strikes that note in full orchestra. I mean, you just hear it loud in all of its different facets. He remembers your sins no more. And then you turn the page and you read Hebrews chapter 11. Now, in Hebrews chapter 11, there are the list of the saints from the Old Testament, Abraham and Moses and all of these folks. Now, when you read the pages of the Old Testament about their lives, you read about everything. I mean, all of their sins are right there for everyone to see. But here in Hebrews 11, God never mentions one sin. He only mentions their life of faith. Why?
Yes.
That's the story that stands forever. And that's proof that when we stand before Him, there's not going to be any judgment for sin. There's simply going to be this commendation of a life of faith. That's the story. That's God's story that is being written inside of us right now, and that's going to be revealed for all to see, the story of Christ living His life through us. Now, that's good news. Now, quickly to the first question. The Bible is very clear. We are saved from the wrath to come. That's what we need to know.
Yeah.
So, wrath is going to be poured out on those who deny Jesus. Those of us who know Jesus, we are saved from that wrath to come. That's our assurance. That's our confidence as we face that day of judgment.
Absolutely. Well, Kate, hope that's a help to you, and hope you'll keep listening. Friends, our thanks for your gift this month to Basic Gospel. We have that 2-CD audio series that we've been talking about called Trail of Assurance. We want you to have a copy of it. It comes out of the book of Revelation, and it explains the hope and assurance we have in the Lord Jesus Christ, as opposed to the doom and gloom that we hear in much prophecy teaching today. So to receive your copy, just go online to basicgospel.net and click donate, or donate by phone at 844-322-2742. Trail of Assurance, our gift to you this month as you make your gift to Basic Gospel, to be able to continue to bring the good news to you every day. We've been talking about some really good news, friends. Well, again, that's donate at basicgospel.net or by phone at 844-322-2742. Well, thanks for being with us for this edition of Basic Gospel, everybody. Now for Bob and Richard of the ministry team, Bob Davis saying God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.